Well, Christmas is over and we're somewhere in the holiday season where we aren't really sure what day it is. We've watched way too many movies, we're living in our PJs, eating way too much food, the Christmas puzzle is still not finished, and we probably all need a shower. It's the most wonderful time of the year. So, what's it gonna cost you? I don't know if you're like my husband and I, but there is a point not too long after Christmas Day that we have a little conversation about what we actually spent on Christmas. Listen, a mama does what a mama has to do, and with this year of shipping delays and gift shortages, we just had to make it happen one way or another, right? All of those treats, toys, and wishes don't come for free. While we do have a budget we work to stick to, there are times unexpected surprises must be purchased. Last minute items make their way into your shopping cart because one, you know your girls would love them, and two, you're somewhat of an impulse buyer. We get on this side of Christmas and begin counting the cost just a little bit, don't we? We love the gifts. We love our new clothes. We love how we smell with our new perfume. We love the joy all of the treasures bring. But we usually don't love the cost. We must count the cost. We can celebrate Jesus' birth all season long. But do we count the cost of following Him? He made it very clear. It costs more than some of us are willing to pay. There was a time in Jesus' ministry when great crowds were drawn to him. He was traveling from town to town with his disciples, healing, feeding thousands, doing miracles, and shaking things up big time with his teachings. People loved being around Jesus, but he can always see the heart. They may have loved what Jesus did for them and how he made them feel when he came through their town, but when he would begin to explain what it cost to follow him, many walked away then and still do today. Luke 9:23. Then he said to them all, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." Laying our life, our agenda, our way, our desires down is counting the cost of following Christ. We may lose friends, we may lose a job, we may lose our life, but it's in losing it we find it. By saying yes to Jesus, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me and through me. The Apostle Paul in Galatians 2:20 knew what it meant to count the cost. He writes, "I am no longer my own, I am crucified with Christ." People love to love like Jesus, but will they be crucified with him? That's what it costs, and it's the true mark of a disciple. What does that look like? It's daily picking up our cross and dying to our way so we can live for him. That's the truth. The way of Christ is not the way of man. We'll be swimming the opposite way of this world, but it's a price I'm willing to pay because there is no greater life apart from Jesus. I'm Lori Klein.